Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we look at humility. Heavenly Father, we have absolutely nothing to boast about in our flesh. Lord, we come humbly into your presence. And only by the merits of Christ, your Son, and His completed work on the cross. Thank you, Lord, for the ultimate example of humbleness in Jesus, as He humbled Himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Dear God, please help us with insight into humbleness today as we are ministered to by the music of Your servants and as we look into Your Word. Thank you for listening to this call to worship as we're looking at the character trait of humility. And special thanks to those of you who have written to us, sent a message to us from our website, or have stopped by our Facebook page. Your tax-deductible gift to this ministry can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.com. .us. You're able to make a contribution safely and securely right there on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us.
She goes away for a while, leaving everything she knows. She's done it before, but this time it's a different story. The journey ahead requires more. She has a servant's heart, a mission to take part in the vision she sees for you. Give me a servant's heart to show your love to all. Give me a vision on how
This is your call to worship.
Have forever. and praise.
More like you,
Jesus,
some only have dreamed. I hold in my heart the pearl of great price. Dear God, hear my cry. I want to know the way of the cross, so I count what I gain and forget what I've lost. In pain there is joy, in death there is life. Dear God, hear my cry. I want to know Christ. I want to know Christ. I keep him before me. I lift up my eyes. I drink in his glory. I press toward the goal.
As we think about humility, I once heard of a person who published a book titled Humility and How I Attained It that included 20 wallet-sized pictures, an 8x10 glossy color photo with chrome frame, and a life-size cardboard stand-up. Well, we may laugh at that, but it helps get the point across. The character trait of humility is not all about me. It is, on the other hand, all about others. Let's think on these things as we hear what God's Word has to say about humility and how we should attain it. God listens to the humble. Check this out from Daniel chapter 10. From the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard. James 4, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God. Isaiah 57, thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. We can do our best to be humble and trust God for the rest, because he will take care of us. Listen to 1 Peter 5. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And at a time when our land needs the healing touch of God, humility is one of the requirements for this healing touch. Just think about 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. You know, if we could paint a word picture of the humble traits of people, it sounded a lot like Jesus Christ's message in Matthew chapter 5. Listen to this. One day, as he saw the crowds gathering, Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. In the words of Jesus, God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. May God help us to live humbly so that others will praise our Heavenly Father. As Paul said in Philippians chapter 2, you must have the same attitude that Christ had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
that brings us home and perfect peace. I hear the song, that gentle hymn, the maestro Jesus lives within. His hand conducts my every task, and every day this prayer I ask, make me an instrument of thy praise, tune me and polish me all my days, fill me with love as your song.
Our call to worship today has focused on humility. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this program has been helpful to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs there and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. From James chapter 4, as the Scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but favors the humble. So, humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up in honor.
My Jesus.